are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. With a brilliant modern-day jazz saxophonist and composer, we begin a brand new episode of Neon Jazz. That was Ted Nash with the tune Gritty Ditty off his 2006 CD called In the Loop. And from an early age, Ted has been in the loop and exposed to the world of jazz. His Uncle Ted was a famed studio saxophonist that Ted would watch growing up, the ultimate Norman Rockwell image. And his father was trombonist Dick Nash, and also no stranger to the studio arts. So Ted was playing by the age of 7, and his first instrument was the clarinet. Then he went on into the alto sax. He was known as a young lion by the age of 16. He played his first gig during a week in Hawaii with legendary vibraphonist and bandleader Lionel Hampton. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he had to tell me about that particular week in his life.
That was probably the best week of my life. I was 16. I had to get out of school and go fly to Hawaii. And we played every night in the club that was part of the hotel. And we were just swinging hard. I was playing solos. I was playing with all these great musicians. I was definitely the youngest guy in the band. And during the day, hanging out on the beach, eating good food. I mean, I just can't think of a better week of my life.
And things continue to take off at 17 when he played lead alto with the Quincy Jones Band. And wow. And traveled Europe, appearing on records, and started performing regularly with the likes of Don Ellis, Louis Belson, Toshiko Akiyoshi. From there, he has become one of the biggest names in jazz and continues to produce critically acclaimed albums. And he's one of the nicest cats around, for sure. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of fine sports, barbecue, fountains, and all that legendary jazz, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to roll up the proverbial sleeves and keep the best of jazz rolling around here. This next musician is one that I've been wanting to get on the show for some time. Off his latest album, 2013's Innocence, we have it here. Here's the hugely talented Richard Melville Hall, or better known as Moby, with the jazz-rich tune, Don't Love Me.
I know you don't love me, but you don't have to be so mean. I know you don't love me, but you don't have to be so mean. Treat me like the worst thing you ever seen. Treat me like the worst thing you ever seen. I know you don't love me, but you don't have to be so cruel. I know you don't love me, but you don't have to be so cruel. Treat me like a low-down stupid fool. Treat me like a low-down stupid fool. Wasn't I your love, your sweetest song? Thing you ever seen. Treat me like the worst thing you ever seen. I know you don't love me, but you don't have to be so bad. I know you don't love me, but you don't have to be so bad. Treat me like the worst thing you ever had. Treat me like the worst thing you ever had. Thing you've ever seen. Treat me like the worst thing you've ever seen. My love.
Thank you.
That was legendary jazz trombonist and soloist Irby Green with the tune Thou Swell off a 2007 compilation disc called Blues and Other Shades of Green. He is known as the trombonist's trombonist and reigns as one of the true greats in jazz. Irby has toured with Woody Herman and Gene Krupa, along with being named numerous times in Downbeat Magazine's annual Critics Awards as one of the best in his instrument. His career has been full of freelance gigs with artists like Count Basie, Frank Sinatra, Leonard Bernstein, Louis Armstrong, and many others. He has over 30 albums under his name and legions of others with co-stars. He is one legendary man. And we will keep that legendary vibe going here on Neon Jazz. Here's the icon of jazz, Miles Davis, with the 1958 tune Buzzard Song off the Porgy and Bess soundtrack. Lean back and dig it.
Thank you.
Woods. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino, the best music on your dial.
Was trumpeter, composer, educator, and author Carol Morgan with her quartet with the 2001 song Glyph off her Blue Glass Music album. Originally from Texas, she is a Juilliard graduate who went on to release five albums as a leader. Her goal as an artist and teacher is to help people enjoy the music more, and it doesn't get any better than that. And with all those things, she keeps herself busy, and it should not be a problem for her to keep the people happy. This is yet another legend on the program, right out of Canada. This is pianist and composer Oliver Jones with the 2013 tune In the Key of Jeff off his Just for My Lady album.
Jazz alto saxophone, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, where you'll hear some of the best jazz in town. We'll be right back.
That was violinist Hezekiah Leroy Gordon Smith, or better known as his stage name, Stuff Smith, with the 1965 tune, Ain't She Sweet. His time to shine was in the swing era, and he played with the finest at the time. Born back in 1909, he studied violin with his father and said that Louis Armstrong was his primary influence and inspiration to play jazz, and isn't that the truth for many of them? He was critical of the bebop movement, but ironically, his own style represented a transition between swing and bebop. Be careful what you wish for. This next tune is full of jazz talent. From the 2009 album Ears for Civil Engineers, this is the song Lose Blues with a group of cats led by Robert Burke, Ian Chaplin, and Sam Keevers.
Brian Andres from the Afro-Cuban Jazz Cartel, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back.
That was the great jazz drummer Tommy Chase with the 2004 tune, The Message, off the album called Groove Merchant. Out of Manchester, England, he is self-taught and has been a professional since the mid-60s when he began playing pure jazz in London, and he's still going strong to this very day. This next artist on the program is one of Europe's best. Here's Andre Cesarelli with the 2006 song, Nardis.
We'll be right back. Now, baby, over, because we're through. With much, with regret, I'll try and forget. Now, baby, that we ever met. Mama, oh gee, I hate to say that we must part. You know I loved you, baby, so deep down in my heart. So there's no use to pretend. Don't drive me, baby. Our love's to an end. Now, baby, it's over because we're through.
Figure it out now, Mr. Batman. Swing it. Yeah!
Was the great band leader, vocalist, and disc jockey Willie Bryan with his orchestra with the tune It's Over Because We're Through. And that's about the way things are going to end up here shortly on the show. And the theme of our closing is going to be rather timely and poignant. In honor of our 2014 Kansas City Royals giving this town a burst of gusto and bravado with their gutsy winning postseason ways, we will leave with a KC legend and a tune from that historic year of 1985 and Royals baseball. 29 years ago, we won the World Series, and here's Bobby Watson from that same year with the song You're Lucky to Me, and we can always use a bit of that here in KC. Before we make our way out of the proverbial door, let's listen to an iconic baseball sound from that year 1985 that came through the radio.
One out to go, ninth inning, 11 to nothing. A 1-0 pitch, high fly ball, Motley going back. To the track. No outs to go. The Royals have won the 1985 World Series.
And with that triumphant sound, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a true KC champion behind the mic, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.